ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hola, amigos. Hopefully everybody's doing a little bit better today. Happy Inauguration Day. However you feel, it's a big day for the country. A new president is in, President Biden. The new president, number 46 of the United States. Beautiful day out there in the Capitol. Did you see any of the coverage out there? 800-998-1003. We'll take your phone calls that way. We could also take your tweets at ESPN Radio NOLA if you'd like to chime in with some of our topics. Minimal guest today. I want to chat about a lot of different things, including something I enjoy doing. Well, not really. I don't enjoy doing this because it means the Saints season is ending, but it's been fun on the show. The old who's getting on the bus out of town show. We'll have fun with that, but first.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day!
I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more about what the camera Wednesday hump day is.
Hey, Shock G, the Digital Underground, head coach Sean of the Payton, Jordan Kleber, Gus Kattengill with you. Metri, buddy over the LaRose Studios. He'll take your phone calls when you dial up 800-981-003. Oh, we're going to have a little fun today. As we said, the old bus over to MSY. Traffic looks light. Some words of wisdom. Now, are we going limo bus, Jordan, or are we going full Hotard? I don't think there's a Hotard needed, right? I mean, this isn't a 7-9 season where you're shipping half the roster out. Now, you did go over the list of 21 free agents. I mean, I guess we can give them the ride. Depends how we want to go from the facility. We go down airline, hook a ride on Williams.
Quickest way.
Right?
Quickest way.
Quickest way. I'm just letting you know, if you want to be out there, you know, with your poster board. What would your poster board say? We added that a couple years ago.
Get out.
No, stop it.
Leave.
You can, but it's a little parade, right? Like today on Inauguration Day, you have the parade that goes in and the caravan that goes down Pennsylvania Avenue. And, you know, it's Airline Highway and it's Williams. And here comes the bus to MSY for those players. And what would your poster board say? You know, thank you for the
thanks
memories.
For nothing.
Yours is thanks for nothing already, huh? Now, keep in mind, those that board the bus for several reasons, okay? I'm never going to forget, by the way, the first year we did this. Pepito had a legal pad like this, and we had to flip it over.
Jesus.
That hobby got ridiculous.
I'm going to find a horn.
They got ridiculous. Roman Harper, by the way, was the bus driver. But we're not going to have anybody drive. You know, we can give him the coach's seat, as the Graf and I were talking about earlier this morning. It's normally the passenger, you know, passenger side, first seat when you walk in. Every team we've ever covered, that's normally where the head coach sits. Okay, so we can give that. If you want to throw in... What you know, something to snack on, Jordan?
No,
you know, some king
no.
cake, and who would you give the king cake?
We need all
prize?
The we need all the salary that we need. We can't be spending it on.
We
stuff.
Can't spend on a king cake. Come on, we can cut it up. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a lot. Well, we got to start with that. Is it a Hotard? I mean, are we getting a Hotard? Is it that many people?
We're putting them on Spirit, also.
Oh, stop! Wow, going on Spirit. I saw a meme. I don't know if this is true. I'm a little nervous because I think I'm taking that to Orlando for Disney. Ooh. In March.
Oh, no.
Is it that bad? I've never flown.
My friend recently just did, and it said it was pretty bad.
Like what? I mean, people, they're Airbus 321s.
People clap when it actually lands.
Oh, come on. You see, that's I don't understand that. We haven't had any issues with that. And they're Airbus 321s. They're nice planes. I mean, did it charge you to go to the bathroom or anything? I mean,
more likely than not, you're going to be making it safely. So.
What? More likely than not? Thank you. It's good to know. I'll let Carver know that, right, when we board. Son, hopefully you'll see Mickey soon. Hopefully not.
No, y'all will be fine.
You're putting him on Spirit, huh? Is that what you're going with? I was just saying an airline of whatever. I mean, wherever they're going to go. We're just bringing them to the airport. And, you know, there's tickets to wherever they need to go. But I don't know if there's a Hotard. I'm being serious. I think a limo bus will do. I legitimately think a limo bus. I don't think we need an entire Hotard. You know, one of those motor coaches, the big ones. I don't think we need that many. I don't. What do you fit in a limo bus? 10, 12? What'd you say? I'm asking. I haven't been in a limo bus in a while. You're like at the bachelor party age, aren't you?
No, I haven't. Really.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to a bachelor party, so I don't know. I haven't been in a limo bus in a long time.
I think you
time.
Put Jared Cook in a school bus. Because
I mean, like a limo bus is the size of an airport shuttle bus, right? How many people go in an airport shuttle bus? 10 or 12?
Maybe a little bit more.
Huh? More?
I say put them in a school bus.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the same. Like, no, if we're going to do that, we're going to go Hotard, man. I mean, we're going to go a little nicer.
You put Jared Cook in a school bus. You know why?
We haven't started giving on it.
Because
stop it.
What do school buses do? They drop people off.
Come on.
What does Jared Cook do? He drops balls.
Oh, come on. Again, there's several reasons you can go on the bus. Your contract is expiring. We're not giving you a new one. Your play in the field hasn't been good. We need to cut you or trade you. You could be retiring. See, you hadn't thought about this. I thought about it this morning. Is Drew Brees on the bus? In the past, the bus had been a bus out of town. Like, get out.
Drew Brees already in San Diego right now. He's not on a bus.
Well, I mean, the kid might have. You don't think they at least went through the rest of this week, school week?
No.
You think they're gone?
I'm pretty sure I saw some. They departed from
San
Diego.
The other guy who landed in Florida before the inauguration even started. Yikes. Come on, man. Seriously. No, it's a legit question, though. Because were you surprised? We had, what, I don't know, 3 to 5 calls yesterday. They were ready to move on from 9. Huh?
They were.
They weren't disrespecting. They were just like, okay, it's time. And that's what I mean. It's number 9 getting that front seat. Out of respect. A little king cake of his choice. Thanks for the memories. I never thought about this like that, but that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, I think we have to open it up to several ways to getting on the bus. I mean, this bit all did start with get him on the bus to the airport and out of town as quickly as possible. So that's one of our big, broader questions of the day. Let's have fun with it. Let's peruse the Saints roster. It's real easy. Google Saints free agents. They're all there in the list for you. It's about, 2021. Their contracts are done. Do you think the Saints renew them? Again, Jameis Winston. He's up for, his contract is up, right? Is he on the bus out of town? Do you go with him? So we'll touch on that here as well as the show continues. We will talk about the Pelicans. Last night they lose 118-102. We got plenty to get into with that as well. Will Guillory will join us next segment. There's a bigger, broader topic and issue we're going to get to here. Matty Hudak, 12:30, will touch on some Saints. Nothing in the 1 o'clock hour, so we'll dive in a lot with the bus. Ralph Marlboro, 2:15. But I'm going to get to my main point, the Pels, here in a quick second, but I heard we had somebody on the line there, buddy. Can you say that again for me, sir? Jack, thanks for calling us, man. What you got, buddy?
Hey, Gus.
Good morning.
Happy Inauguration Day.
Happy Inauguration Day to you.
Hey, and Gus, you often joke about being Senator Cattingill. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, after listening to you for 10 years, you got one vote because you'd be an improvement over the two we got. So, you know, if you want to be run, you got to vote. I would assume Anna would vote for you. Do you think maybe Jordan would vote for you?
Jordan, would you vote for me?
I'd run against you.
You would run against me? Wow.
Actually, you know what?
That's unbelievable.
I might be your right-hand man.
No, Jack, Jordan might be, you know who Jordan's going to be? Jordan's going to be the topic of conversation when it looks like maybe I'm going to be running and I might be, in the final candidates of whatever it is I'm running for. Whoever's my chief of staff or media relations person's going to be like, so there's somebody we need to take care of one way, shape, or form. You're the payoff guy. You're somebody who's going to, I'm going to have to pay. Yes. You're the one who's going to snitch on me on something. you're going to be my pain in the tuskus. Isn't he, Jack?
No, I would not. No,
you just say you're going to run against me.
That's completely different than having.
I don't know. You know?
So, gosh, you have things in your closet. You have porn stars that you've paid off. I mean, what are we talking about?
That's what Gus is. He's basically confessing it himself.
No, I just know that, I mean, in this day and age, there's people whose jobs to go back as far back as you can remember and find the one picture, the one text, the one tweet, the one something. And, you know, in all honesty, and I've said this before, Jack, I literally had a legit serious conversation with Anna couple months ago. I'm like, I really legitimately like, I want to kind of do this. And it was an interesting conversation. It's not me. I'm good. Do I want to put my family through it? Because it's gotten absurd. People attack people and they're out to destroy people in the sake and the name of helping others, which I've always thought is hilarious, right? I'm working for you. But in the meantime, let me make sure the person you might be thinking about voting for is completely demonized and trashed. You know, so while I'm not showing my bad side, I'm just bringing up this guy's garbage. You know, it's just, it's nuts, man. It's nuts, man. It's a very volatile thing right now, politics in this country.
Well, and Gus, not only that, the people whose vote that you act like they're rooting for their sports team. They're not sane or rational at all. I mean, it really is absurd.
Yeah.
You want to put your family through that. So,
now, but, like I said, that's what the conversation right. ended with. What else you got, Jack?
Oh, I'll make this quick.
Sure.
I guess you can't put Breeze on the bus. How about if you put his picture on the back of the bus, like an advertisement?
Oh, like the thanks for the mail, like him smiling? Maybe. What photo? What photo would you put on there? Is it him holding his son during the Super Bowl? It's got to be, right, with the confetti and the earmuffs and he's pointing up? Or is it him holding the Super Bowl trophy?
You know, yeah, probably the Super Bowl trophy, you know, for the city. Not that the picture with his on, but, you know, just for the city holding the Super Bowl trophy. Something we never thought we'd see in our lifetime.
Okay.
So, besides that, of course, Jordan's favorite, Jared Cook's got to be, you know.
All right, so is he the first name we're putting on there? Let me get my notepad. Hold on. All right,
yeah.
Here we go. This is the first caller, the first official name to go on the bus out of town. Jack - tight end Jared Cook.
Welcome aboard.
Is it possible to get rid of Andrew Speed? I mean, is it just not practical with the salary cap?
Again, we'll this is a manifest. They not all may show up or not. Okay, so you want to throw in as well left guard Andrus Peat.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people are talking about Anzalone, but I don't think he's a terrible linebacker, and I guess it depends how much money they'd have to pay. And if they could replace him, you know.
Oh, man. I was going to say Alex Anzalone. Again, there's several ways to make this bus. I mean, and it's not saying that you're going to be on the bus. It's not saying you're going to get the invite to the bus. But, so, you know, because Andrus Peat, as you mentioned, just signed a new deal. But you're saying, hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind him on the bus. Alex Anzalone, the Saints did go get another linebacker. So you're thinking it wouldn't be a bad thing to maybe, you know, give Jared Cook some company on your bus. So right now, your three tickets, like if you were Willy Wonka, that you're going to put in a special chocolate bar. Got to go to Jared Cook, Andrus Peat, Alex Anzalone.
And, Gus, one more thing before I go.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I don't know about, I guess there's other people out there like this. I find how teams are constructed, at least as fast as I think the next few months is going to be very entertaining. You know, what decisions they make and how they want to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to tell you a lot about what they think about the future.
It's very true because it's not just the Saints that are going to be dealing with the salary cap issues. I can promise you that. So we will see. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. You gave us three suggestions. And
thank you.
Jordan, at least I have one vote from Jack and one from Ann. I think my parents, too. That's four, right? There you go. Got four votes. I can't believe you wouldn't vote for me.
I might.
I mean, the fact that it's not
it depends on if anyone else gathers dirt on you, and I don't want to be associated.
No, that's fine. We got a 3-minute break coming up. I don't think it will take me that long to just post on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA, open intern position.
Oh, come on.
Uh-oh, the bus is here.
Uh-oh.
The bus is here. Jack has three suggestions right off the top. He's got Jarrett Cook, Andres Pete, and Alex Anzalone. he's in a hurry. Let's go. We got to get going. Sports Hangover just started. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Will Guillory next on ESPN New Orleans.
My life's a funny thing. Am I still too young?
Oh, yeah, your friend Roland Tikaj and Jeremy here. Come to Golden Motors for your next new Chevy or Buick vehicle, or that nearly new pre-owned vehicle of any make or model. You won't be disappointed. Golden Motors been servicing the Lafourche, Terrebonne, and surrounding parishes for over 65 years. A small drive to save you money and get a wonderful buying experience. Buy from Golden Motors. They treat you like family. It's worth your time to give us a call or look us up at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, where price is priority, 985-325-1000.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Pels have one more foul to give. Zion just picks Spider's pocket. Can he go all the way? Yes, he can, and one with a lay-in.
Nimble for 284. Spider unable to catch up and get around him because Zion remains bootylicious. You cannot get around him once you're behind him.
Did he say bootylicious?
I think he did.
I think he said bootylicious. Will Guillory, the Athletic, joins us. John DeShazer, Tiger Fanini on the call here in your home for the Pelicans Radio Network. Will, good afternoon to you. Happy Inauguration Day.
Happy Inauguration Day, man. I've heard a lot of words to describe Zion. Bootylicious, that was the first time I've heard that one.
So you know what? Let's get to it, though, because Bootylicious has been playing well, man. Look, we're going to get to the loss and some of the things and some broader topics I want to address with you here as well. But look, man, it's in front of your eyes. I always say this, trust your eyes and what you see. And what I see is Zion Williamson playing very well. StatMuse tweeted last night, he's averaging 27.8 points, 65.2% shooting in the last five games. However, the Pels have lost five of their last six. Bottom line, though, Zion Williamson's playing well, 32 last night.
Yeah, I think he's taking a big jump from what we saw earlier in the season. I think a lot of it is just Stan Van Gundy figuring out different ways to use him. I asked Stan about that the other day, and he said, Zion has so many different skills, and we've got to find a way to use them all. We don't want him to just be a post-up guy. We don't want him to be just a screen and roll guy. We want him to do a little bit of everything. And you see them expanding his game, and he's getting more comfortable in what he's doing. And I think that's a great sign for Pelicans fans to see, that he's open to doing so many different things, and he's, being successful with it as well. So that's a great sign.
Shamit Dua, at Fear the Brown on Twitter put last night as well, a very interesting tweet as well, because I do think, look, it's Brandon, it's Zion. I'm throwing in Adams here as well as my three pieces I'm building the next several years here. In the first six games for both, Brandon Ingram was averaging 24, 6, and 5.3, right? You look at those numbers there. Zion, 19, 8 boards and assist. In the last seven games, Brandon slipped the bit, 21.9. Zion's gone up 27.2. Is it an issue in terms of maybe playing off of one another? Is it how teams are maybe guarding Brandon Ingram, which allows Zion to be a little bit more open? How do you explain the change in numbers between the first six and the last 7 to 6 games?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit your second point. I think a lot of teams are really just focusing in on B.I., and that's giving mm-hmm. Zion a little bit more room to roam. I think, you know, we've seen both of those guys have big games together, so it's not like they can't excel, you know, as a 1-2 punch. I think it's just a matter of them being more consistent with it. I think B.I. just over the past few games just been a little bit off with the shots he's taking. I think he's taking just so many tough shots within his offense, and I think that's a bigger issue for Stan Van Gundy is how's B.I. getting his offense and how difficult it's been for him and how much they're kind of just asking him to do everything right now. And I think they got to take a lot off of his shoulders. But I do think the great thing about Zion is that he'll get to 27 and only need like 15 shots. So it's not like it's hard for anybody to coexist with Zion because he's just shooting layups every time. So if you can't coexist with him, I think that's more of a you problem than a Zion problem. But I think they'll figure it out. It's just a matter of them making things a little bit easier for B.I. right now.
At Will Guillory is the way to follow you over on Twitter. Will Guillory covers the Pelicans for the Athletics. Will, when I look at stats and things that stand out, because you are where you are right now, and the record for the Pels, and as you heard me say, 5 of the last 6, you're 5 of 8, or 5 and 8 right now, record-wise. Zion's playing well. Ingram played well to start the season. Adams has been spectacular all season. Why have they lost 5 of their last 6? Because, Will, I think one of your tweets is one of the reasons why, and that's the three-point shooting. Opposing team and their team.
Yeah, I think that's really one of the major issues facing this team is that they're giving up the three ball at an alarming rate, maybe even a record-setting pace at the rate they're going, and they just can't make threes at all. I mean, they're a horrible three-point shooting team up to this point, and it's shocking because when you look at the guys on this roster and the way they shot the ball last year, across the board they dropped off. I mean, J.J. Redick is having one of the worst starts of his career to a season. Lonzo Ball is falling off the map as a three-point shooter. Even B.I. has struggled a little bit with his three-point shot. Josh Hart isn't making spot-up threes the way he was last year. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it has to do with, of course some of that is just, you know, guys just having their ups and downs during the course of a season. They'll figure some things. But I think J.J. Redick, we've already seen him kind of start to turn things around with his cold streak. But I think a lot of it is just the offense in general, the way they're getting these shots. These guys are having to take a lot more tough shots than they did last year. And I think so much of the offense is just grinding it out, one-on-one, B.I. and Zion, just doing everything for this team. And they need to open things up more. They need to get more guys involved. And I think a lot of it goes to that backcourt, Eric Bledsoe and Lonzo Ball. They just haven't been very good. They need to be much better than they've been. I think Eric Bledsoe, you know, he's been a little up and down. He's had some good games, but Lonzo just hasn't been the guy we saw last year from January to March. We've talked about it so much. The Pels wanted him to kind of find that magic again, and whatever he was doing last year, and just we saw it in the bubble. We've seen it through the first 12, 13 games this year. He just hasn't been that guy for whatever reason. They got to find a way to wake him up because if not, the spacing is going to be bad, you know, for the rest of the season.
You know, just last night alone, and we know and we knew, we talked about this going into the game. We had the graph on as well. The Jazz are a team that are going to shoot threes. The Pels, as a defensive philosophy, say, okay, we'll live with that to an extent. But 63 points out of the 118 came from the three ball. The Pels got 18 out of their 102. That is a gargantuan, I mean, that's the Grand Canyon type, you know, difference when you look at the two. So, Will, does Stan Van Gundy need to maybe make an adjustment in that style of saying, look, we need to go guard the perimeter. And, you know, if it's, you know, Dunkapalooza, it's Dunkapalooza, but we can't keep getting in a 3-versus-2 match because right now my team can't match that because we can't knock down threes.
Yeah, I think there's no question about it. And I think he even admitted it last night that he's probably going to have to change something thematically with what they're doing on defense because I think the issue is, and you mentioned it, they're not flexible enough on defense. They aren't doing a good job of adjusting to when you play a team like Utah, where you know they want to shoot three balls all day. I think Antonio Davis did a great job of pointing out last night that they're driving the entire game looking to pass it. They weren't driving trying to get layups. They were driving trying to get three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pelicans were just over-helping over and over again and giving up wide-open threes. I don't know how many open corner threes we saw last night. It was like every single possession, somebody was getting an open corner three. And I think you've got to be able to adjust to your opponent. You've got to be able to stick to your principles, but also understand, hey, this team wants to get three-pointers, so we can't just keep giving them up over and over again. Especially, like we talked about, if you go on the other end and you can't match them scoring-wise. I mean, the Pelicans, with all those three-pointers, the Jazz made 21 three-pointers and still scored 118 points. I mean, that sounds like a lot, but when you make 21 threes, yeah, I'm thinking you're going to hit 130, 140.
Right.
But when the Pels go down on the other end and score 102, then there's no way you're going to be able to compete with a team that's hitting threes at that level. So you got to be able to score with the team if you're giving up that many threes. And if you know a team's hunting for threes that much, you got to be able to slow them down a little bit.
Will, they shot 85 times, the Jazz did. They shot 47 of those 85 were threes. You know, I'm not a mathematician, but of the 43 makes, 21 were three balls. Like, that's my adjustment for tomorrow. Stand on the three-point arc. I mean, if they drive past you, let them dunk. Let's see what kind of show they can put on. But I have to adjust to that. Now, the other thing I want to address, if you will, is something that you cannot now watch a Pels game and not see, whether it's media-based or fan-based, the conversation going on social media about the guard play on this team, in particular Lonzo Ball. What do you do with them? People want to see Naw. And I understand the conundrum here if you're the Pels. I need, if my idea is to eventually trade Lonzo Ball because I'm not going to give him an extension, then I need his value to go up. For his value to go up, he needs to play, and then he needs to play well. If he plays and plays poorly, the value doesn't go up, and then maybe I risk of not playing the younger guys that maybe can help me and risk losing fan support, maybe risk losing more games. I keep using the analogy of square peg on a round hole right now, but we've seen in sports players go in slumps. Is this a slump that can be correctable, or is this something where something has to happen, Will?
Yeah, I mean, I've been screaming it for the past few games. I think they need to change up the starting lineup. I think they've got to figure out a way to separate Ball and Bledsoe just because it hasn't worked. And I'm not necessarily a guy that's really ready to give up on Lonzo yet. I mean, he did shoot 39% on spot-up threes last year, and that's including the terrible time he had in the bubble. That's including the terrible time he had for the first few months of the season, and he still ended up shooting 39% on catch-and-shoot jumpers last year. So I think he can be better than he's been. I think for whatever reason, he just can't make the shot right now. It's crazy to watch him. I mean, the confidence is just gone for whatever reason. It's really mind-boggling, but I think I'm still not quite ready to give up on him yet. I think they need to move Nikhil Alexander-Walker into the starting lineup just to give him another spot-up shooter, another guy who can kind of create on his own. I think Eric Bledsoe is more of a guy who excels in spread pick and roll. I think if you put him with that second unit with Jaxson Hayes, with J.J. Redick, with Josh Hart, that'll give him a little bit more space to operate rather than when he's playing in that starting unit and he's kind of driving into the lane and running into Zion Williamson or he's running into Steven Adams constantly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a move that they probably should have made a while ago. But I think ultimately, I mean, we can move stuff around, but guys have got to play better. Eric Bledsoe's got to be more consistent. Lonzo Ball's got to make a shot. I mean, he's just leaving him wide open. He's got to make a shot. And, you know, it's not like Nikhil Alexander-Walker has been, you know, amazing ever since that 37-point game either.
Right.
He's been in single digits for the most part. So I think the guards has got to play better, period. And, you know, the team has to help them out with the offense and make things a little easier for them. But they're getting open shots. They got to knock them down. That's just point blank, period. And if not, it's going to be a struggle for the whole year.
Well, you brought up the last thing I was going to close out with you. If Zion's playing well, Brandon Ingram was playing really well at the beginning of the season, and Steven Adams has been a constant of playing good ball, then it's really that apparent. Your guards just haven't come through. Because there was only one big that routinely comes off the bench, and that's Jaxson Hayes. And he's improving. So you can't say it's the bench in totality. It's the guards. It's the starting guards, and it's the guards coming off the bench. I mean, it's just six threes. In today's game, if you can't knock down the long ball, you're going to be in trouble, you know?
And it's incredible because if you look around the NBA, how many teams do we look at and say, man, they got too many guards?
Stop. I know. Look, I go back and forth with Jordan on this, and I'm like, I don't care if the guy can speak English, knows how to dribble, can't play a lick of defense. How can you not find somebody that can just knock down the three in the world of basketball? I mean, from China to Europe, there are people that shoot threes. We can't find anybody to do that on this team.
Amazing. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets are just giving away guards left and right. They lost Spencer Dinwiddie to a torn ACL. They traded away Caris LeVert. They traded away this guy, that guy. They still got four guards on the bench who can play. And Kyrie Irving's not there. I mean, it's still, Y'all got to do something to figure it out.
No doubt. Will Guillory, man, always a pleasure when we get to chat with you, sir.
Absolutely. I always enjoy you guys having me on.
For sure. Right? Will Guillory on Twitter. Will Guillory, the Athletic. Jordan's just chuckling over there. You're having way too much fun, by the way. Sports Hangover continues next. Matty Hudak will talk Saints on ESPN New Orleans.
Need to see a doctor but don't want to leave the comforts of your home? Terrebonne General Medical Center telehealth is your answer. Our clinics provide same-day virtual appointments. Our highly trained physicians and nurse practitioners are committed to using leading-edge technology to better serve patients navigating the new normal. 70% of patients using virtual appointments for the first time comment on how easy it is to set up. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or home computer. Visit tgmc.com/mychart to learn more.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, don't ever let me say that Jordan's not a guy that goes out of his way to help others. There he is. Nice uniform today, wearing an official ESPN collared shirt. I like the cap a little backwards today as you start your bus today.
I'm trying to get it started, Gus. I'm trying to get it started.
Can't get the bus going here. You got to start it here. Peter, then we'll bring in Matty Hudak to talk a little Saints. Thanks for giving us a call here. What you got, bud?
Yeah, just a couple things on the Pelicans. Yeah, I agree with almost everything Will Guillory just said. Lonzo and Bledsoe can't be in the same backcourt together. It's apparent that if we're asking Lonzo to be our spot-up three-point shooter, that we're in trouble. He's inconsistent at best. The spacing is terrible. Maybe coming off the bench could help out a little bit because he needs to attack and get in the lane. He was brought into the league to be a passer, and he's not able to pass. So if we're asking him to spot up, then he can't actually pass the ball, correct?
Right.
Melly, I don't think that's working out. We brought him over to be a three-point shooter. The shooters on our team, they're not shooting. Mm-hmm. And the reason B.I.'s being a little less consistent than he was in the beginning is because we're asking him to do too much. He has to be a three-point shooter. He has to create for other players. He's doing the things that the point guards or the guards are supposed to do, and it's taken away from the things that he's good at. Mm-hmm. Adams is doing his job. He's the big man. He does all the work in the middle. Like you said, Zion, you can basically put him out there with anybody. He's going to get his points up. Redick needs to come back around.
And Bledsoe is what he is. He's a guy that's going to come out there, D up, do the best. He can run your team, play defense, and occasionally knock down shots. But, yeah, Lonzo, I think Lonzo is the biggest problem right now. His confidence is gone. And you can see it. Once he misses his first couple shots, the rest of his game is it starts going down because he's looking down, basically.
Peter, can't disagree with anything you just said, sir. I'm going to have a little bit more to say a little bit about this after our next guest. And at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, all hour is open, not only for members of the bus, but I kind of want to – what are you chuckling about? I said, members of the bus go round and round. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about this. I have something that I think the Pels should do, and I've kind of looked at it from both perspectives and sides. So it has to do with Lonzo Ball. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, I mean, we need to make a move. Something has to happen. Our shooters aren't shooting, and if we can't find a way to get Lonzo the ball, he can't be a spot-up shooter. He's never going to be a spot-up three-point shooter in the NBA. He needs to have the ball in his hands to create, and if he can't create for others, then he's basically just a paperweight out there. So,
thank you, Peter.
I appreciate the time, man. Have a good one.
Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. At Maddie Hudak underscore 94 is the way to follow Maddie Hudak, Saints Canal Street Chronicle. She's an editor over there and has been joining us throughout the season here to talk a little bit about the black and gold. Maddie, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hi, I'm still reeling a little bit, but getting by.
Well, happy Inauguration Day. I mean, you know, for a lot of people, it's a very big day. And I think for the country, it's always a big day, right? It's always a big day on Inauguration Day. Maddie, we've done this for a while here on the show. Can't believe we've made it 11 years, but here we are. And what we don't like to do but have to do to try to, I guess, bring people's spirits up. I started this thing where we put players on the bus. And now you can make the bus out of town, right? Shipping out of town. A number of different ways. Your contract could be up. You could be retiring. Like, I've never thought I'd put Drew Brees on the bus, but, you know, is it time for him to go retire? You could be on the bus even if you have a 5-year deal and you just don't play well. So there's a number of ways to make the bus. Jack was the first to call in. Tight end Jarrett Cook, left guard Andres Pete, and linebacker Alex Anzalone. Those are the members on the bus that he would like. So having heard all that, Maddie, who would you like to put on the bus? Or you think deserves a nice trip down airline to Williams, to Vets.
Got
to
pick them up.
To MSY here.
Well, I also would throw in that they could take a lap around Lincoln Field while they're at it on the bus. Okay. But I would agree with the with Jack on two out of those three players. Mm-hmm. Jared Cook, I will try to keep my thoughts tempered because still a little emotional. But mm-hmm. Fact of the matter, 12-year veteran, he quite literally dropped the ball in the playoffs. I don't see any sense of keeping him rebuilding this new team. Pete, I think that this is the year that we can get out of that contract and have the lowest cap hit. I do not think that he has shown that he, you know, can play at the level that we need him to play at. And I think that other teams are in need of a lineman more. And so I think that he's a helpful package. I'm not going to lie though. If it involves getting Deshaun Watson, I frankly could put Michael Thomas on the bus.
Ooh.
You know what? I said this, what was it, week three or four, whatever it was, you know, when there was a Twitter.
Was hitting the fan.
Exactly. When there was a, is he, you know, malcontent, all that other stuff. So I actually came in and did the show, and I opened up by saying, if I'm Mickey, I'm calling the Bengals. Poor Joe. Joe had nobody. I'm like, you want a number one receiver
That's
record, where you can have him.
Like, destination for Pete.
Well, there you go. For Andres Pete, there you go. I would have called what I said, Maddie, is you call the top five teams in the draft and be like, you want a number one receiver, a guy that it's a go-to, he's a first down, slant king, whatever you want to call him, you got him to do that. And people are like, well, why would you do that? Well, look, A, in a cap year like this, I have to keep an eye. I don't have to pay that guy. I can maybe draft a receiver to replace him. If I get a top five pick or so, or quarterback, but I have a 5-year contract, so it'll be cheaper and less than that. Plus, look, I love Michael Thomas, but he's not the guy on this offense that can catch a ball and take it to the house on every play. That's just not who he is. So I'm with you. If, to me, it's Kamara and Ramchek, you know, everybody else is available, to be honest with you. So I don't disagree with you.
Well, I'll be honest. I've turned a pretty strong corner on Marshawn Lattimore these past couple weeks. I was disappointed in him at the beginning of the season, and I think this was a make-or-break year for him. Mm-hmm. I think that he has played some of his best football, particularly on the line, a lot more in these past few weeks. And everyone keeps saying that corners are replaceable, and I just don't know how Saints fans, honestly, can say that. I just think about the elevated play from Eli Apple to Janoris Jenkins and how much of a difference that made.
True.
And I just, you know, he seems less replaceable to me than, or I'm sorry, you're whichever way, I think that he's valued a lot more than I think. But I think that Thomas's value just goes down with the loss of Drew Brees back there.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. When you look at some of the other names on there, so I'll just toss them out that, you know, you look at the list of 21 free agents, Maddie. Sheldon Rankins, is that a guy you see here in the future?
I could, but it's not a make or break. I would pick Hendrickson over him.
Okay. What about a guy that has played a key role in, you know, in special teams and even have to start Craig Robertson?
I think it depends on, you know, what we could get for him. I think he's a good player. I wouldn't, you know, be devastated by his loss.
Mm-hmm. What about Marcus Williams?
I want to keep Marcus Williams. I think the defense is it's not broke. Don't fix, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that's easier said than done, but especially when you think about where he's come from, the Minnesota Miracle, I just think that he showed a lot of growth, and I you know, I'd want to keep him if we could.
Trey Hendrickson, what do you do with him?
It's going to be hard, but I would love to keep Trey Hendrickson if that's in any way possible.
I think the thing that's going to be interesting is what is his value? And you know this, Maddie, all it takes is one team to be in love with a player that you want to keep and mm-hmm. maybe not have to pay as much as you would like to, but all it takes is one or two teams to be in love with it. And if I'm Trey, this isn't even a question. Highest bidder, because I don't know if I'm going to have that here the next year, right? So I'm trying to get as much signing bonus as I can in case it doesn't happen. But what would it say, or does it say anything, if the Saints make a substantial offer and keep him to save Marcus Davenport?
To save Marcus Davenport, you said?
No, to say. Does it say or not say anything to Marcus Davenport if you make a substantial offer to Trey Hendrickson? Because, again, Trey was a guy who was going to be Marcus's backup, right? I mean, you drafted Marcus
right.
Davenport to be the premier right-edge rusher.
Right.
And if you go give big money to Trey, what are you saying about Marcus Davenport, or are you saying nothing? You're just trying to build depth.
Well, I think what you're saying is, what did you give up for each player, and what have you gotten in return? And the answer is, we've given up a lot for Marcus Davenport. The Saints gave up, you know, first-round draft picks for him. I don't think it's paid off that much. Hendrickson was a third-round draft pick. I remember I wrote a piece earlier in the offseason about mm-hmm. him being named as a top, you know, under 25 player, and he had barely played. So I had made a note, you know, if he wants to be kind of included on this list, this is the year to prove it. Then he went out and did just that. I think he's more valuable than Davenport currently. So, you know, it might say, pick up the play. We drafted you and gave up a lot for you, and here's a guy that we didn't give anything up for, and he's outplaying you. So either pick it up or get out of town.
Possible seat on the bus next season.
Going up.
Speaking with Maddie Hudak _94 over on Twitter. Maddie, one of the obvious questions is going to be quarterback here. You have one under contract that you know of, right? And that's Taysom Hill. You don't have Jameis under contract. There's a long list of QBs that could be available. You don't know if we're going to be available. You don't know. But I don't think it's Drew Brees. So let's start there. Maddie, he's done, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a hard point for me to come around to. Mm-hmm. Prior to this last game, I thought he might have one more run in him. And then upon Brittany Brees' Instagram post this morning, learning that Brees is pretty much being held together by tape internally the entire season, I think that was a subtle message to Drew to please stay off the field. So, I'm with you. I don't think we see him next season, and it hurts.
That's very interesting you put it that way, because to have your wife say that, you're right. I mean, there's no other way to take that than it's time to come home, and let us take care of you. Yeah, I know it's hard. It's kind of heartbreaking to see that. And we're going to be spoiled. Like, there's going to be a ton of time, and we'll discuss this. Maddie will bring you back after that does become official, if it becomes official, because to look back, you can't do it in just a segment, man. It's incredible what he's meant to this team and what he's done. But moving forward, I think, I don't know, there's two ways to go here, right? Do you go all in on the vets, whether it's Stafford or Watson or somebody like that? Then you move up in the draft and try to go that, right? I just look at the cap and I go, Maddie, what about this? What about, hey, Jameis, how about a 2-year prove it deal? 18 mil or something, right? It's under 20. Taysom's going to be like that. So it's combined. It's basically what you would have to pay for a top quarterback. It lets me know if you can do it or not. Hill can be the Joker role and Jameis can be my starter, or they both battle it out, however you want to look at it, at least for a season. What do you think of that?
Well, at least for a season, yeah, but you have to think about, you know, windows of opportunity. Look at the 49ers, for example, and you know, kind of what happened with them. So I think if they sign Winston, it's because they think that he's genuinely the best person for the job. I see their, you know, I've come around a little more on Winston. I'd be willing to give him a shot. But I just think that loss really stood out to me, that a mobile quarterback has a lot of value. There were a lot of plays where, I mean, now we know Breeze is really injured, but there's something to be said about the threat of the run. And so I really, and I think that Sean is interested in that, which he's kind of made clear through, you know, kind of looking into Mahomes and then Lamar Jackson in the NFL draft. So, I mean, I see the value in Winston, but it's just kind of another pocket passer. Whereas I think Watson wants out of Houston. And you said, you know, vets, and you included him with Stafford. I think there's different levels of vets. Watson is, you know, he's 2 or 3 years into the league. I can't remember, but, you know, Stafford's in his late 30s. So there's a huge difference there. You'd be getting the future of your franchise, and it's a guy that wants out of his own. Right. And there's someone who their trade history kind of speaks for itself. I could see them biting with not that much to give up. But if it's not Watson, to me, I would be fine with Winston and then drafting someone.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you here as well. One final question for you, Maddie. How would you describe this season? How do you wrap it up?
Just kind of feels like nothing really ever came together. Kind of felt like we were always kind of chasing it and you know, just we're kind of chasing a bus that we couldn't catch.
It's a great way to put it, right? You were kind of always waiting for the offense to kind of take shape. The defense eventually took shape, and then you lose a quarterback. And then, you know, I still go back to it. I want to discuss with you this next time I bring you back next week, and we can discuss this too as well. Maybe Sean would have talked by then. But I go back to that Denver game, man. I go back to that Denver game and Sean's decision to how to use Taysom in this offense. And it just, I don't know. I want to go back to that with you because I think that spoke a lot of volumes to me. I still do.
But his decision to have him not throw the football, basically?
Yeah, to go, exactly, yeah, to go as conservative as possible. I mean, I just don't make any sense for a team that you're facing that can't cross the 50. I still can't, I can't get over that, Maddie. But anyway.
Well, but, I mean, if you look at the divisional loss, how'd we lose? 4 turnovers.
Yeah.
That was the thing, and that's all Sean wanted to avoid in that game. So, yeah, they couldn't get it past the 50, but if we dropped it on our own, then we're giving him a chance to win the game. So that's, you know, that's where I see it.
I hear you. But then, like, the counter argument is, then you need to have a fear of a turnover for me to say I'm afraid if you're going to turn the ball over. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
We can go back and forth. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. We'll do this next week.
Yeah, of the weirdest game of all time.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Maddie Hudak, editor for Canal Street Chronicles, Saints Canal Street Chronicles. As always, appreciate your time at Maddie Hudak _94. Have a good afternoon.
All right, great. Thanks for having me.
Yep, for sure. Quick break. More of your phone calls, 800-998-1003. Lots of replies already on Twitter. Jordan, Hour 1 brought to you by the King Firm. The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
She'll make you take her to the club, but then she leaves with her friends.
Avenue 1.
Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell from Men's Total Health, and last year I paid them a visit at the clinic. It's in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building on Ferran. I went to get tested and see if I had low T and to get an overall look at my health. Low T can cause insomnia, brain fog, and overall self-confidence issues. Go get tested. On-site labs give you the results that visit. So with the new year, resolve to get back to being the old you. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24-7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodaux, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
It's that day. Unfortunately, that means the Saints season is over. There it goes.
See you, Jared. Wow.
Air adios. You got full throttle. Whoa,
that's,
my goodness.
That's right over your house, too.
What did you send about it? Sounds like a rocket ship, man.
Spirit, baby.
No, the engines work on Spirit Airlines. There it goes. Are you waving? There it is.
I don't know if I'm waving.
Oh, come! No! No! No. Put that finger away. Jerry, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you?
All right. This is the first time I ever called your show, but I listen to it all the time. But I wanted
to
tell you something.
Jerry. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you hear what Brittany Reed said today about Drew?
Yes, I was going to get into that this segment and touch on it. And what Jerry is bringing up is Brittany Breeze on her Instagram posted the following. Jerry, you mind if I read it real quick so everybody's kind of caught up?
No, I want you to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So this is what she wrote. After crying for a few days, I'm so grateful for this year. You're 20th in the NFL, my love. This has been the hardest year of our lives. Yet in some ways, one of the best. This year has shaped us and strengthened us. It has shown us what is truly important and what is not. I am so proud of you and the man you are. The fact that you played this entire year with a torn rotator cuff, torn fascia on your foot, then later 11 broken ribs, a collapsed lung, yet did not complain once, makes me think I shouldn't have taken an epidural when giving birth to the kids! Exclamation mark. This is definitely not how I prayed this year would end. And to say my heart is broken for you is an understatement, but God's plans are always better. Your children have watched you handle it all with integrity, grace, and the most amazing work ethic. We are so proud of you. Heart emoji. Go ahead, Jerry.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that the man played with all of that, never said a word about that other stuff. I just can't fathom it. I can't do it.
Especially how he played during the Carolina Panthers game.
Well, we saw the tape on the shoulder in that Bears game, right?
And
look, I was talking to the Graf, and the Graf pitched in college, and he thinks he has a torn rotator cuff. My dad's had rotator cuff surgery. Didn't your dad have it, too?
Yes, he did.
Okay. That is not an easy thing.
No,
and
it's not.
And look, I've played, and it stinks. It's kind of sad. I remember playing tennis with dad all the time.
You basically lose all your power in your arm.
My dad could not throw a stuffed animal. You know, 2 feet. when it was injured.
Well, did you notice I used to take his shoulder every once in a while and kind of flip it around? I noticed him doing that on the field all the time. He kind of jolting up his shoulder on the right side and flipping it up like it was bothering him a little bit.
Yeah, man. Look, there's no doubt the guy is a warrior. And that's why, like, when I read that, and again, it's so interesting because my life and how I view things and how I view sports, how I view politics and all that, it changes when you're married. It changes when you have a kid, you know, and I have a 4-year-old. And I get it. Like, me watching the video and the pictures of him on the field 2.5 hours after the game, I get it. I get it. Having played sports, not at that level.
That woke me up. Yeah, hey, that broke me up. Even Brady, I almost cried.
Yeah, man. Because, look, it's dad and your responsibility is to them and to your wife and to be there. And look, and I get it. There's no doubt, and you get this, Jerry. That guy still thinks he can go play tomorrow. He's like, fix me up, patch me up, give me the surgery. I'll see you at training camp. Yeah. He can still diagnose the defense. He still knows where to go to the ball. His head and his heart are doing it. But his body.
Oh, I want to ask. Can I ask you a question too? One
sure.
question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you think? I was going back and forth with this. Do you think that they put that play in that Tre'Quan Smith caught the ball? Do you think they did it as a trick play, or they just did it because they knew Drew couldn't throw that ball? What do you think?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, last playoff game and this playoff game, Sean Payton used another quarterback to throw a deep ball.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree with you.
You know, and at the same time, he used that to try to get the offense going. So,
yeah.
It just
anyway,
stinks,
look,
man.
I know. It's a terrible. And I got a prediction right now. I'm telling you, I think Tampa Bay is going to win that game. I just got a feeling.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Yeah, I'm going to put you down for Tampa going. Any Saints members you would like to give a nice little ride on the bus over to MSY?
You mean get rid of them? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just get rid of them or just out of town.
The main one. The reason we lost the game. Cook. Gotta go. Gotta go. You tucked the ball away. Just paid enough money, right?
There it is. All right, Jerry. Thank you for the phone call, sir. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, fellas.
And thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Jordan is becoming pretty unanimous right now that Jared Cook's going to get the coach's seat. He's a
shocker.
Stop it.
Play the sound.
What sound?
Any of them.
You just
get on the bus. Hey, all aboard.
I'm just. Is that where the list is stopping right there?
Jared Cook, he gets his own. He gets his own special seat.
Did you read George? Jared Cook, Alex Angeloni, Andres Pete. He has Cesar Ruiz on the bus.
Oof.
1 year. I thought it brought up a very interesting point that Maddie brought up, Jordan. I don't know if you saw this or paid attention when she said that, too.
The Brittany.
Well, no, Andres Pete. This would be the year if you want to get. Now, it goes to the whole point, though. If that was, you know, what you wanted to do, you know, then why did you sign him? And I don't know. We're going to discuss this, right? We reached the top of the hour. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Again, all next hour, I have no guests. So you are the guest. Cajun Goat will start the top of the hour with you. Hour one was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Jordan's the bus driver.
I don't know. Not according to Sean.
We're sending a bus.
Mr. Butterfingers himself, Jared Cook, is the bus driver.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I don't think they're going to make it to the airport.
Stop it. Yeah, can we trust them to make it to the airport? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I get up, and nothing gets me down.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require